Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
And welcome to Master Your Energy, Master Your Life with your host, Siobhan Moran. Even if the economy is down, Siobhan will show you that by mastering your own energy, you can achieve success. Now, here's your host, Siobhan Moran.
Good morning. Hi, this is Siobhan Moran, and we are in the month of June. It's June 5th, and it's Friday. And we have some pretty wonderful and amazing things, I think, set up for our guests today and our hosts and everybody out there who's doing something in their life that is a guest or a host. And to start off the show, I wanted to invite somebody who I think is really important in the things that we have to do and share with our troops and inspiration and so on and so forth in our life. And I met Gail, I think, through a friend of an email, and she has a website that gives an opportunity to the world to share something we all need every day. And this is something interesting that I learned many years ago when I was in corporate, that if you're feeling bad, that you want to give yourself a hug, because if nobody else is around to give you a hug, the only person you've got is you. So you wrap yourself, you wrap your arms around your shoulders and you hug yourself. And while that's incredibly important, there are people in the world that don't get hugs. And so Gail is the founder of Inspire Me Today, and she's always been a seeker of inspiration and starting her morning with inspiration. She's on an interesting journey to move from one part of the country to the other, which I think is very fabulous, following your dream and following your gut. And she wanted to find a supply of people who could give inspiration to the world. And she's done some really amazing things, and I'm really going to have you listen to those from her voice about how she supported our troops. So, Gail, welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm delighted to be here. It's quite an honor, Siobhan. Thank you.
Oh, thanks. So I know I found out about you through a friend of mine, and wrote something for your website some time ago, and I thought, wow, how do I get inspired every day? And so I wrote this great big long huge dissertation. It felt like it just came out. And you have a story about getting to the troops, and how did that come about?
Well, it basically came about from my daughter. My daughter, Carly, at the time graduated from college and wanted to be a recording artist. It's been her dream from the time she was tiny. And I'd always told her, when you're ready, you let me know, and we'll move mountains to make it happen. So when she graduated from college and moved to Nashville, I woke up in the middle of the night hearing a song that she was singing in a dream to me over and over and over. And I always have my journal by the bed, wrote it down, called her in the morning and said, honey, I've got a song for you. And, of course, like any teenage kid, she's like, Mom, thanks anyway. I live in Nashville. Keep your day job. I hang out with songwriters. And it's like, no, really, I didn't write this. You sang it to me last night. She really, with all due love and respect, didn't really want to hear it. Uh-huh. I got on an airplane, flew to Nashville, played it for her. Long story short, we tweaked a few things around in 15 minutes with an award-winning songwriter, and from that point released it as an audio postcard on the Internet. It flew around. It was a song called Baby Come Back Home, and it was from the perspective of a soldier's wife to her husband in Iraq, just saying, I miss you, I love you, come back home. And from that point, Carly and I spent the next several years traveling around about 100 bases in the United States where she performed for our troops there and for a lot of military wives. Also 3 trips to Guantanamo Bay. And then at that point, we created the world's longest letter of love and support. When we delivered it on our month-long tour of Iraq and the Persian Gulf, it was 18 and a half miles long. And it was just signed by hundreds of thousands of people from all over the world, just offering whatever love and support they could to our troops. So we literally wrapped these bases, the 18 bases that we visited, each got wrapped in a mile of love and support, from things like, Daddy, I miss you, come home soon, love, Scooter, to I Want to Marry a Soldier with some hot young 18-year-old girl's email address. And it was all over the board for whatever people chose to write. And that's how we got over to Iraq, and why we got there was to deliver what we had created, was the world's longest letter of love and support.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, did you have a tie to the military?
Zero. That's where this just kind of struck me blindsided. I have an uncle who was in the Air Force who, you know, died years ago. But no, there was no direct tie to the military whatsoever. It was not something that I targeted or said, gee, we need to do this. There was no plan whatsoever. I heard her singing a song and went, wow, cool song.
Wow, that's amazing. That's very inspirational.
Well, it definitely taught me to pay attention to those crazy voices that you hear inside your head that maybe aren't so crazy.
Right.
I mean, even when we were at the very first trip down to Guantanamo Bay, it was one of the Marines that was, it was during the time of the prison trials, which was a pretty nasty time if you remember back.
Yeah.
And this Marine was lamenting to me how Americans hated him. And I said, no, we may not like the policies, we may or may not like even being in Iraq, but it has nothing to do with you. We support our troops, period. He said, yeah, I think you're the only one. And it was because of that that I, with love, wanted to prove him wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we came back and said, well, what if we, you know, we were at fanfare, what if we just threw out a big piece of paper and had everybody sign it? We had people waiting in line for 2 hours. Within 4 days, we broke 7 miles long on these scrolls that newspaper is printed on.
Mm.
And that's when we realized we're onto something here. So again, it wasn't something that we thought of. It was something that just kind of happened. And even when we're at fanfare on like day two and the lines are huge and people are signing it, someone asked me, what are you going to do with these? And me, of course, just opening my mouth sometimes before thinking, said, we're going to deliver this to Iraq where it's needed the most.
Mm.
And my daughter looked at me like, what are you talking about?
Mm.
You know, how are we going to do that? And I just said, honey, I have no idea where that came from. I just know that's where we're going. That's where the need is the greatest, and so that's where we ended up taking it.
That's so cool. So now I've been connected to you for a while and listening about this thing that you call a hug tour. So tell me a little bit more about that.
Let me go back just a little bit. When we were at the very first base in Iraq, a young boy came up to me named Jesse and asked for a mom hug. He told me that it had been 9 months and 4 days since he'd been touched. Broke my heart, but as I'm reaching out to hug him, he also explained that he hadn't had a shower in the last 37 days because his job required him to live in a ditch a few miles from the base. He was gone for 30 to 40 days, then he was allowed to come back for a few days, shower, and head back out, you know, refresh his supplies and whatever. And I'm looking at him with this incredulous look on my face thinking, I couldn't live in my house for 30 days by myself. How are you doing this?
Right.
And he mentioned to me that he's always looking for good inspiration as he pulled out his iPod.
Mm.
From that, I started Inspire Me Today.
Mm.
Looking at what's going on in the world today, my husband and I sat down and asked ourselves, how could we be of the greatest service? And from that, the Global Hug Tour came into existence. And basically what it is we're leaving in a small prop plane. We're taking a 5-month tour, 50 international stops, and we're delivering 2,000 hugs per each location to literally wrap the world in 100,000 hugs. We're also identifying a nonprofit in each of these areas, and we're going to be donating to that nonprofit more than $1 million around the world. That's the Global Hug Tour. We're not yet sure of the exact dates of when we're going because we're working with corporate sponsors right now. The way we structured this is that suppose you decide you want to send a hug, Siobhan, you can go to globalhugtour.com
mm-hmm.
and for $10, sponsor a hug to any one of those 50 locations. When we stop, not only do we deliver the hug for you to whichever of the locations you choose, but your full $10 goes directly to the nonprofit in that area as well.
Oh, wow. That's ingenious.
So we're looking for corporate sponsorship to underwrite the actual cost of the operational portion of the tour so that all 100% of those $10 can go directly to those nonprofits.
Wow, that's great. That's
awesome. That's the Global Hug Tour.
That's so cool. So now can they sign up for a newsletter on this or, you know, how to get connected and stay in touch?
There's the RSS feed on the blog, but right now we don't have a newsletter for Global Hug Tour. Not a bad idea, though. We do for Inspire Me Today.
Mm-hmm.
And you can certainly sign up for that one at inspiremetoday.com.
Mm-hmm. Great. So what's the thing, other than this young man who, you know, really brought this about to take it worldwide, what's the one thing that has touched you most in this work of doing the Inspire Me Today and the Global Hug Tour?
I think what touches me every day are the people that reach out through Twitter, through Facebook, through LinkedIn, and through personal email to me to tell me and share the differences that something that I tweeted or something that I put out through Inspire Me Today, the difference that it's made in their lives. I've had everything from, you know, I didn't leave my husband, to I didn't get married, to I didn't take this job, to I did take this job, to one about a month and a half ago where a young man wrote and said, I didn't take my life today, and I was planning on doing it.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was just, wow. Talk about powerful. And it gives me this incredible sense of responsibility that I know it's making a difference. So therefore, we're going to be there each and every day with great content to make sure that if someone is in need, and not that sort of a desperate need, but also just in need of that little boost, that little push, that little whatever nudge to take your dreams a little bit higher, we're going to be there to supply it for them.
Wow, that's so cool. That's great. So what can I do to help you other than share this message through the radio show? What else can me and my listeners do?
Well, you're doing it right now, and we're grateful for it. Additionally, you could go to globalhugtour.com and buy a hug. $10. The thing is, $10 to us doesn't make that much of a difference in our life, but where we're sending it, it will make a huge difference. And let me explain what I mean by that. We've equated all of the donations in the various places around the world into the value of a $10 hug. So, for example, one hug in Chicago will feed 3 homeless people. 2 hugs in Siem Reap, Cambodia, so it's the equivalent of $20, will pay the entire cost to educate a child for a year.
A year. Isn't that amazing? I always find that amazing.
Right. The one, though, that just absolutely gives me shivers head to toe is in Chennai, India. There are 53,000 children waiting on a list for heart surgery to save their lives. So for the cost of 100 hugs, the cost of $1,000, it's only 100 hugs. That will pay the entire cost of heart surgery in India to save the life of a child. And there are 53,000 just in Chennai City alone on that waiting list that, without our help, will pass away.
Yeah, I've been to many of these countries and seen how such a small amount of money can make such a huge difference, even in our own country. And we forget that $10 is, you know, really, oh, I can't do $10, that's not enough, or I can't do $10 today or right this second. So, Gail, thank you so much. And everyone, go to her website, globalhugtour.com. And you big hugs.
I send them right back to you, Siobhan. Thank you again for having me, and I appreciate the work you're doing in the world.
Thanks, sweetie. You too.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Siobhan Moran at Master Your Energy, Master Your Life, and we'll be back in a few moments with another amazing guest. Stay tuned, and you can send us an email at author@SiobhanMoran.com.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Good to Go Restaurants is a unique new concept in contemporary dining. Our strategy is to provide fresh, delicious, natural, vegetarian, and living food occasionally found at casual restaurants, but at the speed and price of fast food restaurants. Imagine a fresh urban setting with rich colors and vibes, water fountains, and happy, knowledgeable staff. If the atmosphere sounds appealing, wait until you try the cuisine. Our menu is designed for health conscious and gourmet with farm fresh ingredients, fresh baked breads and pastries, and decadent desserts. Food that is fresh, flavorful, and vibrant. Visit GoodToGoRestaurants.com and view our menu, meet our management team, and find out about our franchise opportunities. Whether you dine in, take out, or drive through, Good To Go Restaurants provides a refreshing and unique experience, all at a value price. Now open in Southern California, Good To Go Restaurants is ready to expand. Visit GoodToGoRestaurants.com for more information or call 714-840-6400. Good To Go Restaurants. Vibrant food for vibrant living. Finally, you have a choice.
Stop wasting time. Get what you want. Live your dream life. The Dream Big Revolution. Imagine having more freedom, better health, more money, happiness. Could your business be more successful? Unless you're living the life you want, you're wasting precious time. Your life is too valuable to waste. Let Leanne Hilgers help you find health, wealth, and happiness. Listen in and live your dream life. Join the Dream Big Revolution. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Seventh Wave Network.
Tune into Inner Speak Soul Adventures Talk Radio Show every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, and learn how to let go of your past and create the reality you desire and deserve, allowing your inner communication to take place more easily without the interference of our noisy mind chatter or your ego. Inner Speak Soul Adventures with Gene Adrian, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Master Your Energy, Master Your Life with Siobhan Moran. If you have a question or comment about today's show, the phone lines are open now. Toll free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You can also send an email to author@SiobhanMoran.com. That's author@SHEEVAUNMORAN.com. Now, back to Master Your Energy, Master Your Life.
Hi, welcome back. This is Siobhan Moran, and we have another amazing guest. And one of the reasons I wanted to bring this guest on was because years ago when I did my first meditation CD, it was called Tropical Transformation. And the reason I did it is because clients would walk away from a session and say, hey, you know, I want to take a little bit of you with me. I want to hear your voice, blah, blah. And I thought, oh, yeah, right. And I created the CDs at the urging of a very wonderfully voiced person. She's an amazing singer. And she said, oh, no, you can do it. I'll help you through it. So I go into the studio, produce it, and people actually bought it. And a lot of people bought it. And then what I found out is moms were coming back to me saying, hey, my kids are asking if I can give them this CD. And I said, it's not quite the right energy for them. So let me think about that. So many, many moms later, I said, okay, I have to do one specifically for kids. And so I created one for kids and realized that moms, just as well as kids, really need a lot of additional resources to really stress and anxiety and pain. And so it wasn't just the moms that needed the relaxation, it was really the kids too. So when I came across this woman's information and website, I thought, oh, this is perfect. This is what she specializes in. Because I only have one CD, and it's very well received. And kids, I have found, are the most inspiring and transformational people that we could ever meet if we just listen to them a little bit more and give them some more amazing tools. So my guest is Charlotte Resnick. She's a PhD and the author of The Power of Your Child's Imagination, How to Transform Stress and Anxiety into Joy and Success, and we all want that. She specializes in helping children and adolescents develop the necessary skills for a happy and successful life, a licensed educational psychologist and associate clinical professor of psychology at UCLA. Dr. Charlotte is a creator of Imagery for Kids, Breakthrough for Learning, Creativity, and Empowerment, as well as the producer and author of the therapeutic CDs, Discovering Your Special Place, Creating a Magical Garden and Healing Pond, and Climbing a Mountain of Success. She's an international workshop leader in the healing power of children's imagination, and she maintains a private practice in Los Angeles, California, up the street from me. And for more about her articles, we'll tell you about how to reach her in a few moments. But I think it's important for moms, dads, kids, everybody to pay attention to realize that we really need to take stress and release this from our children's world. So welcome, Charlotte.
Oh, thank you so much. So wonderful to be here and listen to you.
Thank you. So tell me how you went into focusing on children.
Oh, from the get-go. I just knew that kids are the resource. I'm just a big kid at heart anyway. It just happens to be where I feel really comfortable. Kids and animals really love me.
So you're the one they come up to at the parties?
Yes. And I just feel that if we could help kids when they're young, it will make such a difference in their life. In fact, one mom was reading a galley of my book, and she said, oh, my God, I was crying because if I only had someone like you when I was young.
That's so cool. And that applies to all of us.
Right, right. And the kids, you know, I tell them, look, especially the teenagers, I'm not here to solve your problems. I'm here to help you find your own answers, and they're all within.
Yeah.
As much as there is on the outside world, there's that much and more inside.
Now, I have a lot of people who come to me saying, oh, I don't want to take my kids to a therapist because it's too scary. And I'm like, well, you know, there's a lot of value here. So how do you overcome that?
Well, you know, just when they come in, it's very peaceful. Where I am, it's, you know, it's like a little home, a little living room. I have dolphins on the walls that I swam with. So I could, lots of animals. I just make it safe for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just peaceful when you come in. Mm-hmm. And so it's not so scary. And besides, I tell the parents that we're teaching your kids skills that they'll use for the rest of their lives. Whatever they're coming in with, whether it's because they're angry or because they're stressed or because their parents are getting divorced, that's an opportunity to change how they view the world and to learn new skills that they could use not only in the situation they're coming in for, but for whatever they face, that they could learn to go inside, that their imagination could create their own answers, getting in touch with their own wisdom that will change their life.
And have you met any people that you worked with that grew up and have you interacted with them? I always wonder this.
You know, sometimes they come back to me.
Uh-huh.
Because I see kids for a varying amount of times, but I started back in the inner city schools.
Mm.
And those kids were really in very, very dire straits. And I felt I had to do something really, really something different to touch their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one girl coming back, 10, 15 years later, and she said to me, gosh, she's in high school. I knew her when she was in elementary school, so maybe she's starting college. And she said, I always remember because she was the student body president at this point. She says, I always remember that, you know, you taking us to the mountain, you know, standing on the top of the mountain of success.
Ah.
And when I get up in front of the kids in the auditorium, that's what I think of.
Wow.
So that was really powerful. And it's funny, even though that was many, many years ago, maybe 20, 15 years ago, whatever, I just finished that CD that I'm doing. I mean,
oh, my God, really?
Throw all the images. Yes, because...
it takes a while to get these things out, doesn't it?
I think about her, and I think about all the kids, and I was so inspired, even by a child I'm working with recently, who, when she has this, she had this fear inside her, and it was dark and black, and how she overcame her fear was partly by being in touch with the confidence, which was gold inside her, and the love.
Mm.
And by breathing in that love, gold throughout her body, her fear disappeared.
Oh, that's so cool.
Because the confidence and the love grew so strong.
That's cool. I that's funny. I have a story from a little child, 3 years old, and I said, okay, so if you can get rid of all of those junky feelings inside of you, I want you to smack my hands as hard as you can.
Mm-hmm.
There's this little tiny 3-year-old, and she probably put 14,000 pounds in my hand. I almost fell off my chair.
Wow. Wow. There's a lot. Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. It's amazing, and yet I understand, because so many people say to me, oh, little kids don't have big problems or big stresses, but they do, and they feel things very deeply.
Yeah.
And they need help with that.
Exactly.
And even little kids, like at four, you're mentioning she's three or four, you could teach them a simple breathing. Normally I call it the balloon breath, but for little kids I might call it the rainbow breath, because little kids by that time know about rainbows.
Yeah.
And just have them imagine breathing in a rainbow, you know, breathing in a rainbow through their body and filling it with love. And that just transforms them in a very quick moment.
Wow, that's so true. So tell me how you get parents to get on board with helping their children through this.
Oh, well, parents come to me. They're so concerned. They want to help.
Okay.
They want to know what to do.
Okay, good. And so you talk about 9 tools. What are they?
Oh, I kind of put together and gathered over the years of working with kids, and I feel that these tools could help in most situations in life. The first one, the foundation tool, is that deep breathing. I call it the balloon breath, and that centers you, and you breathe. You know, because so much of the time when we're stressed, we're very shallow breathing,
mm-hmm.
and so we're breathing up in the chest. So this is teaching them, like a balloon, like your belly's a balloon, like 2 to 3 inches below your belly button,
mm-hmm.
put your hand there, and kind of breathe in slowly and push the air there,
mm-hmm.
and then breathe out slowly. And it's really a meditation kind of breath,
yep.
but it's a very, they all overlap, and it's very simple.
Cool.
And then I'll give them out little dot stickers that they could put in places that are stressful, kind of like, you know, on their, for parents on the rearview mirror, for the kids on their books or on their doors, or sometimes I joke about putting it on your spouse or the person you live with. And so the idea is whenever you see the dot, you take 3 deep breaths, take 3 balloon breaths to center yourself. And the idea is you keep doing it all the time so it becomes natural for you, becomes part of your day.
Yeah.
And some kids have those watches that you could set every hour. They could set it to vibrate and then remind themselves to take 3 balloon breaths. And then they practice so that when they need it, you know, kind of like practicing for a game, for a sport, when you need, you have to practice to be good for when you really need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always teach that and share that the mom or dad need to do it with the child.
Yes. Yes. In fact, I just received an email last night from a therapist who was at a talk I gave recently, and she was like an intern, so she's new and wants to learn new things, and she went and she tried teaching a boy this simple balloon breath.
Mm-hmm.
And a few weeks later, he comes back and he says, hey, that balloon breath thing, that, you know, that was pretty cool. And she goes, well, what happened? She said, well, this boy was bothering me, and I did the balloon breath, and then he wasn't bothering me anymore. I just, you know, was able to ignore him.
Yeah.
So it's something simple like that.
Yeah,
it's very powerful.
Even for adults.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. And so I often...
Okay, we've got 30 seconds. So when we come back, we'll talk more about the balloon breath. I get carried away. and Charlotte Resnick, and you can email me at author@SiobhanMoran.com. We'll see you when we get back.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Good to Go Restaurants is a unique new concept in contemporary dining. Our strategy is to provide fresh, delicious, natural, vegetarian, and living food occasionally found at casual restaurants, but at the speed and price of fast food restaurants. Imagine a fresh urban setting with rich colors and vibes, water fountains, and happy, knowledgeable staff. If the atmosphere sounds appealing, wait until you try the cuisine. Our menu is designed for health conscious and gourmet with farm fresh ingredients, fresh baked breads and pastries, and decadent desserts. Food that is fresh, flavorful, and vibrant. Visit goodtogorestaurants.com and view our menu, meet our management team, and find out about our franchise opportunities. Whether you dine in, take out, or drive through, Good to Go Restaurants provides a refreshing and unique experience, all at a value price. Now open in Southern California, Good to Go Restaurants is ready to expand. Visit goodtogorestaurants.com for more information or call 714-840-6400. Good to Go Restaurants. Vibrant food for vibrant living. Finally, you have a choice.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Tune into InnerSpeak Soul Adventures Talk Radio Show every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, and learn how to let go of your past and create the reality you desire and deserve, allowing your inner communication to take place more easily without the interference of our noisy mind chatter or your ego. InnerSpeak Soul Adventures with Jean Adrian, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Master Your Energy, Master Your Life with Siobhan Moran. If you have a question or comment about today's show, the phone lines are open now. Toll free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You can also send an email to author at SiobhanMoran.com. That's author at SHEEVAUNMORAN.com. Now, back to Master Your Energy, Master Your Life.
Hi, welcome back, and this is Siobhan Moran, and we're talking with Dr. Charlotte Resnick, and we're talking about, when we left off, we were talking about balloon breath, and what I want to make sure that I share with you is that I have two CDs that are from Charlotte, and they're imagery for kids, and the one is Discovering Your Special Place, and the other one is Creating a Magical Garden and Healing Pond. And I have two of those that if you email me, the first person who emails me, of course, you have to give me your mailing address. Then I will give those away to you. So make sure that you send your email to author, A-U-T-H-O-R, at S-H-E-E, V as in Victor, A-U-N-M-O-R-A-N.com. And you'll be able to get those CDs if you're one of the first ones. Okay? So we went through balloon breath. Now, what's another tool?
Well, the next one you mentioned in the CD is finding a special safe place inside you where you could do your inner work. And so it's very important for everyone, little kids, big kids, teenagers, adults, to have that safe place, and they go there through their breath to find that safe place. And they create whatever they want, where they feel loved and appreciated, and if someone didn't before, then once they step through that door, they do. So they can do their work there. And their work means facing whatever, either it's, you know, relaxing, that's fine, taking a little mini vacation from life, or facing the challenges they have. And they, when they're facing the challenges, we bring in help. So for the little kids, we might have them meet a wise animal friend, or receive, meet a wizard that's going to help them, giving them ideas, giving them gifts, or for older kids or adults, they might meet a wise person.
Wow.
And then while they're there and they're talking with their animal friend or their wise person or their wizard, their guides might offer them gifts to help them. What is going to help them in their life right now? One boy came in and he had a lot of anger, and his animal friend was some very large snake. And the snake gave him the gift of ignoring everyone, and he gave him a button to do that. So every time he felt upset, he would press the button, and the people wouldn't bother him anymore.
Mm.
And he also gave him superpowers to feel strong and to feel confident.
Wow, that's cool.
So that's another section of very important tools to have. And then the next area is in checking with your own heart. How does your heart feel? What does your heart tell you?
Now, how do you tell kids about checking with your heart?
Oh, well, so this is really simple. You might be doing the balloon breath. I might have them put their hand over their heart, close their eyes, go inside, and imagine what their heart would want to tell them today. Or imagine asking a question like, I do a check-in, kind of, what does your heart want to say? What does your belly want to say? Kind of your gut feelings. It goes with the idea of listen to your heart. Because in our hearts, we really have brain cells that are somewhat similar to some of the cells in the brain. We really have a second brain in the heart and in our belly. And Candace Pert, who's a neuroscientist, did a lot of research in this area, and she wrote Molecules of Emotion. So it's a very fascinating area, as well as the people at HeartMath have done work in this area. And so they just kind of ask, what does my heart tell you? Like yesterday, a girl was told, you're doing a good job. You know, she's learning to sleep on her own. You're doing a good job. You're making it through. And her belly agreed. And sometimes, and you just see what pops up in your mind. So it's no big deal. You just say, whatever pops up in your mind, let's see what that is.
Oh, boy, if we learned this as kids, we adults would be so much more tapped
in. Yes. And, you know, sometimes our hearts are a little shy, you know, if we haven't spoken to it in a while. Mm-hmm. So be patient. You know, just kind of check in every day. And it's a quick 30-second, one-minute check-in once you get started. Mm-hmm. You know, see where you are. And kids could do this anytime.
Cool. And, really and I invite all parents to do this, because this is just as important for the kid and the parent.
Yes. Whenever I do workshops with parents, we always go to the heart, because I want to help them develop their own intuition, because that's what we're doing with the kids and the parents. And I'll often have kids and parents together and do some sessions with them together so they could learn the tools together. And then not only, we don't want to ignore our other body parts, because we keep our feelings all over. Like, where do you keep your stress? Is it in your brain? Is it in your chest? Is it in your legs? Where do you keep your love or your confidence? So we want to find out where our feelings are, so one, we could have a conversation with them, and we could help them heal. And so I'll often teach the younger kids some simple ones, you know, like mad, sad, glad, you know, happy. And then as we get older, we get into more sophisticated emotions. We might even have betrayed or aggressive or joyful. So it depends on the age. These tools work at all age levels. That's what's so beautiful. And you just kind of change the language and work with the age of the child you have.
And my thought is that no matter where you are in your path, even if you're pretty advanced and you say, oh, yeah, I got all of this, it's a good thing to revisit it.
Yes. It's a reminder also.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reminder. And that's what parents and other therapists or teachers often tell me after we do a workshop together. What a wonderful reminder. I'm now back inspired to go and do this.
Yeah, exactly. And I think simple things are often overlooked. So now tell me about imaginary friends.
Those are those little creatures. Those are the little animal friends. One child, one boy made up, he was afraid to be sleeping at night, and he had a white dragon protect him. And all around his bed, he had this white dragon, and that helped him feel safe, and he had a tiger at the door.
But what about those bad imaginary friends that they
heard
about? Oh,
that's interesting. So that's important to pay attention to, because, one, you want to set up the scene a little bit, so you want to have them feel a little bit relaxed and do some breathing. If a bad imaginary friend comes, if they're in their special place, remember, we're setting it up so that only good could come in. But if something scary and bad comes in, we want to talk to it. What do you want to say to that imaginary friend? Tell them to go away, because that bad imaginary friend is really a fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so we work with fears. We call in helpers. Who could help you against this? Who do we need to protect you?
Right.
Or often I'll do an imagery with kids where they breathe in some kind of color that they love, and they breathe it out through their body, and they imagine it like an egg around them, and they seal it, and they protect themselves. Only good could come in and keep the bad out. But these kind of tools empower them to face those fears.
That's amazing, because most people think, oh, you know, just ignore them, they'll go away. That's what I hear a lot of parents say. I'm
like,
no, not quite.
No, it just grows and festers and winds up in physical pain or headaches or stomach aches or other kind of fears.
Or kids get into fights.
Exactly. Yeah. So we really want to tap into every source of wisdom inside.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So if the parents, I want to make sure that everybody understands this. If the parents are stressed, the kids will be stressed.
Yes.
That's why it's important to do both sides of the equation.
Yes. The old airplane, put the oxygen on yourself first before
that's
your child.
A great one. Yeah.
In fact, I instructed a mom the other day, take time off. You know, she said she felt like running away. Yes, run away for a half a day, for a day. You need to rejuvenate yourself. You need to feel good.
Yeah. So one of the things that I think is kind of an anomaly to most people, and I see this in your notes here, is about bedwetting. Talk to me a little bit about that, because that, you know, I had early on when I started doing this healing work, I had a young girl who was actually a very advanced soul, but the bedwetting didn't stop for a while.
Right. How old was she?
She was probably 3 or 4.
Oh, okay. Well, the 3 or 4, it's pretty normal.
But it kept going.
It kept going, right.
Yeah,
so
it wouldn't
usually
stop.
Doctors don't even worry about it till past 7, because it could be different reasons. It could be an immature bladder that's not quite developed yet. So they don't even think about it till 7. However, I see kids who are 9 or 10 that are still bedwetting. And even if they're younger, if it's bothering them, then I want to help them.
Right.
And so you want to have a plan. So, of course, there's the whole... what happens is... There's also even a medicine sometimes people give their kids that cuts down. It's a hormone that shuts down urine production at night. Because we don't even think about it. Normally, that's what happens. There's something that happens that shuts down so we don't have to pee at night.
Uh-huh.
But with some of these kids, and it's hard to, you know, there's not an exact amount, that doesn't shut down. So they have to pee at night like we have to pee during the day.
Isn't that amazing? Nobody knows this.
Well, you'll read it. You'll read it in that chapter I have.
Exactly. We want you to know. We want you to know about the book. But
no matter what, you could still use imagery and the power of the mind to help with bedwettings. And I've really helped a lot of kids with this. And you start, like, for example, we'll go inside. We'll imagine the bladder and the urethra, and draw it. And sometimes parents could draw it for their kids, because kids don't really know what they look like normally. I mean, parents often don't. You don't really, unless you take anatomy classes, but draw it or what they imagine. And then we'll imagine taking a look at it, seeing if there are any holes or any leaks or if it's weak.
Wow.
And then so then we'll use color to strengthen it, like what color do you need to strengthen it, or what color do you need, what do you need to do to patch it up. And then we might put in Duracell batteries, and the batteries are we put in an alarm clock, and the alarm clock with the Duracell batteries, because they last longer often, is to wake you up before you.
How fun!
Bladder gets too full.
What a fun idea!
And so we're setting these intentions, and we're going into their unconscious minds a little bit and setting these intentions, and they practice this, and then they. In fact, one of the imageries in that chapter goes into all of this information, so you could read it to your child or make your own CD or listen to mine.
So, this is Siobhan Moran, and when we come back, we will talk more with Dr. Charlotte Resnick about your child's imagination and how to use it to empower them and empower you. See you when we get back.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Good to Go Restaurants is a unique new concept in contemporary dining. Our strategy is to provide fresh, delicious, natural, vegetarian, and living food occasionally found at casual restaurants, but at the speed and price of fast food restaurants. Imagine a fresh urban setting with rich colors and vibes, water fountains, and happy, knowledgeable staff. If the atmosphere sounds appealing, wait until you try the cuisine. Our menu is designed for health conscious and gourmet, with farm fresh ingredients, fresh baked breads and pastries, and decadent desserts. Food that is fresh, flavorful, and vibrant. Visit goodtogorestaurants.com and view our menu, meet our management team, and find out about our franchise opportunities. Whether you dine in, take out, or drive through, Good to Go Restaurants provides a refreshing and unique experience, all at a value price. Now open in Southern California, Good to Go Restaurants is ready to expand. Visit goodtogorestaurants.com for more information, or call 714-840-6400. Good to Go Restaurants, vibrant food for vibrant living. Finally, you have a choice.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
Manifest your personal and professional dream by honoring your true genius and magnificence. On DeMartini, Live and Inspired, host Dr. John F. DeMartini shares his enlightening perspectives, humorous observations of human nature, and practical action steps to live a truly inspired, purposeful, and fulfilling life. His scope of knowledge and experience is a culmination of 34 years of research and studies. Dr. DeMartini's trailblazing philosophy and revolutionary understanding is reshaping modern psychology and business and changing the lives of millions. Broadcasting each week as a special program on the Seventh Wave Network, DeMartini, Live and Inspired, transforms thought and stimulates action. Get ready to break through to live an amazing life.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Master Your Energy, Master Your Life with Siobhan Moran. If you have a question or comment about today's show, the phone lines are open now. Toll free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You can also send an email to author at SiobhanMoran.com. That's author at SHEEVAUNMORAN.com. Now, back to Master Your Energy, Master Your Life.
Hi, welcome back. This is Siobhan Moran, and we're talking with Dr. Charlotte Resnick about mastering children's energy and mastering parents' energy so you can master your life. And this show is a lot about energy, and since that's my expertise, I wanted to make sure that we didn't forget one of the tools being energy. So that was one of the things we were talking about offline. So let's make sure we include that one.
Okay, great. And that comes right after using color for healing, which we glanced over it because
yeah.
we talked about the gold. But I want to let parents know, and they probably already are aware of it. Kids are so in tune to the energy around them.
I know, but aren't they afraid? Parents are afraid that their kids are so in tuned.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes, sure, because it's the unknown. And the unknown, you don't know what's going to come from that. And I kind of just pay attention to the positive energies around, you know, ignore, you know, let whatever's out there be. But it's very simple to introduce the concept of energy, because if you rub your hands together really fast and you just let it go very slowly afterwards, you could feel the energy between them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it right now. And there is energy out there, and I just present it in a very simple way. Look, I'm from New York, so I'm from the streets of New York City, and if I start walking down the street and it doesn't feel good, I walk the other way. So there's something there. I don't have to wait to see if I'm going to, you know, something bad's going to happen. It doesn't feel right. Or you walk into a restaurant. Parents might do this with their kids, and they're going to sit down somewhere, and the kids go, no, no, don't sit there. Let's sit over there. So they're aware of some sort of energy going on. So I want to help the kids use it for their own healing and for good for them.
And their own comfort, yeah.
And so I'll often have them imagine the love that's in their heart. And I'll do this with the parents, too. Say the kids are having a hard time, and sometimes the only time they relax is before bedtime when they kind of slow down a little bit. Maybe it's an angry girl, or maybe the parents are going through a divorce, or any problem. So that's a good time for the mom or dad to be aware of all the love that's in their heart for their child. And then imagine it coming, maybe as a color even, and imagine it coming down through their from their heart into their arms, through their hands, and then placing their hand on their child's, you know, back of their heart, back, you know, their back or their tummy, and just sending a lot of love to them and thinking about that. And just that simple touch, because we know hugs really make a difference. You just had your first guest talking about what a profound difference that made in people's life.
Right.
So it's the same, it's an extension of that. It's sending the love from inside us and sharing it. And you could do that through looking at a person lovingly, makes a big difference, or thinking about them in a loving way, or touching them in a loving way. So you want to hug your child and be aware of the love you're feeling for them. And what I'll do with the kids, I'll teach them to use that loving energy they have, like if they're having a tummy ache, just very easy for them to be aware of their love as pink or red or white or whatever they choose, send it through their around their heart, send it down their hands, and then put their hands on their belly. And usually they can feel their belly warm, and usually it's very comforting for them.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so simple and mm-hmm. so easy for somebody to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that really deals with the energy piece and makes people comfortable with the energy, particularly talking with kids who are way more developed than adults.
Sometimes it seems that way. In
yeah,
some areas.
I love what you just said about the if they're in a restaurant and they say, no, don't sit there. That makes so much sense.
Right.
And they hear feel something that the parents aren't in tune with.
Right. And so many of the kids are taking Tai Chi or, you know, they're taking a lot of Eastern martial arts that deal with a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm. So I love that you help kids. What's the most interesting thing that you've helped kids or a child get over?
Oh, boy. That's a big question.
I know, but what's the one that sticks out in your brain for this very moment?
What sticks out in my brain for this very moment is a girl several years ago whose dad had died, and mom was really stressed, and she started pulling out all the hair on her head. And so she was in some ways, she was almost connecting to her dad when he had gone through his chemotherapy.
Oh, my gosh.
And so she really learned to love herself enough not to hurt herself anymore. And she used her imagination and she used her tools to stop the urge to pull and to send healing love to her head and to talk, to connect with her dad. In her case, that really comforted her, thinking about her dad up in heaven and imagining him, because that's what she believed, because, of course, I go with whatever the child believes, and imagining him sending love back to her. And so she was able to maintain a connection with him even though he wasn't here anymore. And over time, she was able to stop pulling her hair, and her hair grew back.
That's a beautiful story. Thank you for sharing that. And it gives a lot of breadth as to what this imagery work can do to help kids be empowered and more confident and get over really traumatic things. Yeah, that's amazing. So they find you at Imagery for Kids, imagery4kids.com. And our two CDs got snagged pretty quickly.
Great.
Yes, it
great.
Is quickly. I think we one from California and one from Texas. So that's
wonderful.
Cool.
And people who go on my website and listen to samples just to get a little taste of it. And, of course, there are all these articles there.
Absolutely. So I want to offer my guests that I have a CD that I'd love to match the two giveaways, and it's called Meditation for Kids. And so just email me at author@siobhanmoran.com, and I'll send you one of my own Meditation for Kids CDs.
Wonderful.
So is there an event or something that's coming up? I know you have a book.
Oh, yes. On the day the book is coming out, which is August 4th, the first thing that's coming up is a book talk and a book signing in L.A. in Brentwood at Diesel, which is a wonderful bookstore in the Brentwood Country Mart. And if they check in on my website, which is coming, being renewed as we speak, they could or sign up and send me their email. I'll let them know on all the other events around this wonderful event.
Okay, cool. Well, Charlotte, you have been a pleasure. And I honor you for all of the work you're doing with the kids of the world and giving them these tools and getting them more enlightened than they ever, ever thought they could be, and that they will be in a more enlightened world. So thank you so much.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You are so kind. It's been so wonderful to be here and talk with you.
Thank you.
Delightful.
This is Siobhan Moran, and this is Master Your Energy, Master Your Life. And next week, we're going to have another Charlotte. And this is a very, very dear friend of mine. Her name is Charlotte Anderson, and she is the living embodiment of Master Chokak Sui's teachings of chronic healing. So she's going to be our guest next week, and we're honored, very excited to have her come on board next week. So if you want your free CD, give me an email, or if you have any other requests, send me an email. And we look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks. Have a great week. Namaste. Namaste.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Energy, Master Your Life with your host, Siobhan Moran. We hope you'll join us again next Friday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Have a great week.